Will and Zane may have paper master degrees taped loosely to their walls, but whoever said a master degree makes you good at your job? This is comedic advice and should never be followed as real advice, so just sit back and enjoy.
Folks, welcome back to Save Your Bacon. Your favorite sparkling water review podcast. My name is Will Palumbo.
My name is Zane Shaw.
And today we're brought to you by Pineapple Bubbly. No, we're not sponsored. I just haven't tried it before and wanted a good reason to crack a cold one on the podcast. Hey Zane.
As a food review podcast, which thank God our entire audience already knows we are. Why don't you give that a taste?
I just thought it could be something we could dip into, you know? I am going to give it a taste.
Here we go. Dip your tongue into that bad boy.
No, yeah.
Now, what does yes mean as a reaction to food?
No, yeah.
When you taste food, let's say you had a plate of spaghetti and meatballs in front of you, and you bite into the spaghetti and meatballs, and you look at the waiter and you say, oh, yeah. What do you think that means?
I mean, here, I'll do another.
Okay.
Oh, it's crisp.
Oh.
Oh, it is. No, that's nice.
All right, so now you're starting getting notes. So the first, stage one is just familiarity. Pure familiarity. It's a strictly rated on a yes-no basis.
I really wish you didn't hate sparkling water.
It's just, it burns, and it makes me burp.
It burns nothing. Small, delicate flower.
Water is the only thing that makes me feel like I drank something, and then you know how you know how when you eat a food, you can either eat a food that keeps you hungry, or you can eat a food that like satisfies you, and you're like, now I'm full.
What food keeps you hungry?
Something light, like a salad or something, where you're like, that didn't fill me up. That was just a salad. Or if I eat an apple and I'm like, that's just an apple. I need, like, dinner. Like, something like that. A snack versus meal.
A snack versus meal. So is this a snack to you?
Yeah. It's like that, but... So what it is it's taken away the good part of soda, which is, like, intense flavor, and just made it light. And then it's also taken away the good part of water, which is the fact that it doesn't have carbonation.
The good part of water is not that there is carbonation. That is causation
what I'm saying is the good part of water. The good part of water is that there is no carbonation, and that sparkling water has add that part.
Okay, we're gonna go through cons and pros. I don't know why I said it in that order. But we're gonna go through both of those for water.
Okay.
Pros: keeps you alive. You're made of it mostly.
Yep.
Cons. No, never mind. Let's go back to pros. Not carbonated.
Yes. The three. So, okay. The Holy Trinity.
Great. Cons, no flavor. This solves that for me, though. I think if it had no carbonation, it would be... You remember when we had those? Like, it was super... It's like the craze of like 10 years ago where we just had a bunch of like basically like Propel knockoffs by like Dasani that had like berry flavors.
Yeah, but we've already established that Dasani doesn't even do water right.
No, they do toilet water super good, but man, I really wish you enjoyed that. I've been sitting here for about 10 minutes for us prepping the podcast, staring at my unopened can of bubbly pineapple, which I will say it's very good.
It's not that I don't like the flavor. It's that it'll make my teeth feel like I just drink soda, which will make me feel like I just ate candy, which will take away my energy and slow me down for the day. And make me feel like a not good boy, which I want to feel like a good boy, Will. I'm in it to win it with Guy Fieri.
This is my substitute for pop, and it makes me happy when I see all the zeros on the back. That's all I'm looking for.
So hold on. How long have you been living in Minnesota?
This is year six.
Okay. So it takes 6 years to change from saying soda to saying pop.
Which one did I say? I don't even know.
You definitely said pop.
Is that a problem?
No.
Is that a problem in other
places? Not when you're talking to your dad. Hey Pops.
Okay, yeah.
Or if your dad is the Soda King and his nickname is therefore Pops.
Once again, we're not sponsored by Bubbly, but I wanted to say your pineapple Bubbly is very good. It's very crisp up front. If I did not have the flavor in front of me, I probably would have guessed it was mango. It just tastes like some sort of tropical something, but it has so much more flavor than LaCroix ever wishes it could. And I enjoy it for that because it really simulates the idea of cracking open a cold pop without any of the guilt. But I love it. It's really good. The pineapple flavor is swell, and you should try it just in case that was something you were looking for. Okay. This is an advice podcast. Do you have a question for us, Zane?
I do have a question. Thank you so much. This question comes from Rocco's Modern Butt Plug. And
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, bad start.
I was really trying to catch you while you were still drinking. The question is, can a man make a fucking tornado with his arms?
Oh, there's... What cheesy superhero movie did I see as a kid that did that? There's something. I got an automatic picture in my mind. I think we all got some sort of image.
I'm thinking Sky High?
That sounds right. That sounds
right. Did any of them have the ability to just flail their arms in circles?
I think it was like a really, like, non-impressive bad guy who could, like, make things moderately windy. That's what I'm thinking.
What's that? That does sound familiar. Now I'm thinking of Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, where you get, like, the guy that has the ability to make papers, like, slightly damper. Like, they have just, like, the most unnecessary
super villains. Or the dude who can make things glow.
Yeah, Sky High, where you can glow, and then the girl can turn into a guinea pig. And then, was it Kay Panabaker is just Poison Ivy?
I don't know. Everybody likes Poison Ivy. What does she even do?
Controls plants, talks to plants. Plants.
Okay.
Plants.
You know, I could have guessed that. Honestly, that was probably going to be like guess number three.
She knows poison.
Things that
she knows Ivy. Poison.
You know, I'm not finding it. All I'm getting is Red Tornado, who I guess was part of the DC. That's nothing. DC is nothing.
Are you finding, like,
Red Tornado, but his legs, it's the exact opposite. His legs are one tornado, which seems like in a combat situation less useful. It's like Kick Puncher. He punches with the power of kicks, except this guy's like, oh, I can punch with tornadoes with the power of a kick. I don't know. His legs are tornado.
So Red Tornado looks exactly like Vision, but drenched in red paint, and is a tornado.
Just took a big dunk in a red can of paint before he started making tornadoes.
This question isn't focused on DC. It isn't focused on their childhood dream of making the centaur that is known as half man, half natural disaster. That is Red Tornado.
Half man, half natural disaster. I have a couple of people in my life who would probably call me that.
They're more focused on, okay, give it a backstory, all right? One day, little Timmy in gym class was doing all the stretches as they called out, like, the things where it's like, now stretch your biceps, your triceps, your gastrocnemius.
Yes, we all remember them putting on the thing where they say, now stretch your biceps.
Yes.
We all did it.
Yep.
We all stretched our biceps all together.
And now they say, now make those arm circles. And everybody put their arm circles out and started putting their arms in circles. They say, make them larger. And they start doing that. Little Timmy starts to realize he can feel the wind becoming one with his hands as he moves arm circles. And he realizes that the faster he goes, the more the wind starts to actually pick up around him. And he starts to learn that if he does arm circles in gym class, he can create tornadoes.
Is it the Flash?
Can the Flash? Well, that's a really good question. Because he runs really fast. How fast do his arms move?
I'm pretty sure it's the Flash I'm thinking of.
But he runs really fast. How fast are the Flash's arms?
He can do all the fast things, I think. It's not just his legs. The Flash is not, like, very fast leg man. He's fast everything.
Maybe this come out of blue. I always just thought the Flash, purely, real fast runner. Can he...
Just good legs.
Can he also, like, chew food very quickly? How quickly does he eat? How quickly does he sleep, then? Can he control that? Can he control his brain to feel the energy of having slept 8 hours.
I like to imagine that the Flash needs to like find a like a somebody to follow on, like pass on his legacy to, like every month, because he goes so fast through everything that he like ages like 40 years in a couple weeks and needs to find somebody new because he just rushes through life a lot quicker than everybody else.
Wait, this is a great question. When the Flash, if he didn't have his suit on when he ran real fast, would his, as soon as he was done running, would his skin be, like, very saggy?
Okay, now I think that is a real thing. Like, the Flash needs his suit in order to not, like, fall apart every time he runs, I'm almost positive.
But how did he figure out how fast he could move the first time, then, before he had the suit? There's no way that they were like, we have an assumption that you might be able to run really fast. Here, let's give you this suit. And he's like, I don't know what you guys are on about. And then try number one in the suit. He's like, well, thank God I didn't try out for the track team like yesterday. Mm-hmm. You guys literally saved my life.
I think he ran real fast like twice and realized that he didn't like that his clothes got left behind every time. So he needed a skin tight suit to stay on him. And he's like, oh, my shorts. And he was committing public nudity and had to run all the way back home, which didn't take long, you know. It is the Flash who does the tornado arms. It's him.
Really?
Yeah, it's him. You type in Flash tornado and the third thing on the thing after that point is arms. Flash tornado arms. I'm getting a bunch of JPEGs of tornado arms with the Flash, so it's not just Mr. Goodlegs. It is all around fast guy.
Oh my goodness! This whole time, the Flash hasn't just been fast. Leg-wise, the flask. Yes.
There's a lot of tornado arms, turns out. Even in the very, very bad TV show, The Flash, they did the tornado arm move.
Really? So this has just been around?
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, here's him in a pillar of smoke and fire. I think he does tornado arms there. There's a lot of tornado arms. But anyways, how does... Say the question for me one more time.
Can a man make a fucking tornado with his arms?
Yeah.
So we've established that if you are literally the superhero that can move at the speed of light and reverse time due to breaking the speed of light, and you're either Sonic or the Flash, yes, you can make tornadoes with your arms. But let's say, hypothetically, you're not the Flash and or Sonic the Hedgehog. Can a man make a fucking tornado with his fucking arms?
Goodness gracious. We're earning our explicit tag today. Yeah, dog.
I'm gonna cut you off real quick. You are saying yes, but you also were definitely about to say, why not? Now,
why not? Yeah. I mean, we have... I'm it's like 1,000 miles away from you, and I'm seeing and recording this podcast that other people are going to listen to. If we can do all this junk, I don't see why we can't put some big brain heads together and find out why how we can't make the next wartime sort of weapon of tornado arms.
But what if I want to use tornado arms for good? The thing is, superheroes are automatically connected to either pure good or pure evil. They can do good, they can do all good, they can do all wrong, right? Flash, great guy. Reverse Flash, pretty bad man. And then
is that real?
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Very creative.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Reverse Flash? Yes, his name is Reverse Flash, and he's reverse colors also.
Real quick. Oh no, it's so bad.
He's actually incredibly slow. And then you got Sonic the Hedgehog, and then he's super fast, good guy. Cool hedgehog. Then you got Shadow the Hedgehog. Bad dude. So there's always pure good, pure evil. Now you're talking wartime, next wartime machine. That sounds bad to me, right? That's gonna do harm to people. So now we need to make the opposite. How do we make just one cool dude, barista guy, who loves gaming on the weekends, loves hanging out with people at pubs, but can also make tornadoes with his arms?
Maybe he goes to the tornadoes that are doing the bad things.
I need you to explain to me how Noah, the 26-year-old barista who loves going to TGI Fridays on Friday, and also all of his friends work at Buffalo Wild Wings, and he golfs sometimes. How does he make tornadoes with his arms? Logistically.
How do we bring tornado arms to the common man?
Yes! This is what we've funneled ourselves down to. We've started at the top. We've experienced Sky High and The Flash and Sonic. Now we're down to us, Will. We're down to just us two. And we have arms. And all I know is, as fast as I can move my arms, man, I can't even feel the wind passing by my hands. How do I change this? How do I get around to learning what Aang, as M. Night Shyamalan would say, Aang the Avatar? How do I get around?
Is that in the movie?
Yes, it's awful. It ruins your heart. And also, the people that live below me love slamming their doors. How do I get to where Aang the Avatar is and learn how to harness wind? Make wind balls that spin around real quick. Pick up houses and little girls in red shoes that say there's no place like home. How do I do this? You're gonna need ropes. And you're gonna need help. So the thing is, we are our best selves when we're surrounded by a community. Now, I don't want you thinking that you can just go out into the middle of the woods and practice for 30 hours and just all of a sudden know how to harness tornado energy in your arms. You're going to need friends who are just the prime of their life double Dutch championship winners who have been spin and jump ropes forever, right? Like, they have to speed those bad boys up to break championship records. And what you're going to do is they're going to attach these double jump ropes to your arms. And they are going to spin your arms for you. And what you're going to do is, over time, it's going to become muscle memory. And your arms are all of a sudden, now you can do that fast on your own. It's going to be base level for you. When you want to slowly move your arms, they're going to move that fast. So now, all of a sudden, you can speed it up from there. And that's when we're going to kick it into 12th gear. This is a fun fact, Will, if you didn't know this. The amount of energy that goes in to flipping double Dutch ropes is the same energy that goes into the funnel of a cloud as a tornado begins to form.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. You know, alternatively, I think if you get an air conditioning unit and a space heater and you put a Dyson fan underneath the air, I think you'll probably get a tornado. And then cut a hole in, like, get the Dyson fan with the hole in it. Stick your arm underneath it as it blows the air up into the air conditioner and the space heater as those airs are hitting. And I think there should be a tornado gathering around your arm at that point.
You know how long?
And then just make that into a small form and put it around your wrist.
Do you understand how long we've been talking about this question? And it took us, what, 8.5 minutes for you to finally say, oh, maybe they don't mean arm circles with their arms. Maybe they just mean using their arms. Can they create a tornado? And you have just...
No, it just took me that long to get out of arm circles making a tornado. Anyways, I hope that helps. I have a question for you, Zane.
Yes.
So people keep on telling me that the moon landing was real and stuff, but, like, I still see it when I look into space. What's the deal? The moon definitely hasn't landed yet? That's from Jedwards. Thank you.
Oh, I get it. Oh...
I still see it when I look into space. Yep. What's the deal? Yeah, the moon definitely hasn't landed yet.
Yeah. Yep. I got it. I get it. I get it. I understand it.
Hey, Zane, you good?
At first, I was afraid.
Our good friend sent a question. Would you like to help me answer it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no. The thing is, I've got to change my gears in my head. My headspace is a little off because I was thinking how to... But
hit
now
the
I
reset
get it.
Button.
The landing is the the moon is the one that
shut
is...
the mouth. Shut the mouth. Hit the power button.
It's the whole thing is about the moon.
Good night, sweet.
Going to the ground itself. And this is interesting, huh? Okay.
So, it hasn't landed yet.
Uh huh.
But then what happened 51 years ago today?
I
don't know if it was today.
No, yeah, 51.
It could be when you're listening to it.
Congrats. See, the thing is, I got a very straightforward answer for you now, and I hope it doesn't ruin the question because it is just the right, it's the real answer. You know when earthquakes happen?
Yeah,
it's because the moon jumped up back off the earth.
Oh yeah.
So the moon did land. Your friends did see the moon land. You just happened to look back up after an earthquake when the moon had then lunged back in to earth.
Yeah, they say that April earthquakes are actually just other April moonquakes, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the moon pushing off. It's like when you have a really big, great leap, like an I Am Legend sort of thing, and you push off the ground and you break the asphalt. It's not I Am Legend. It's another movie.
I was thinking of Portal.
It also has Will Smith in it.
Hancock, right?
Hancock is the one.
Hancock's the one where he jumps.
It's not I Am Legend. He's cool. He's cool in I Am Legend. He's got a great dog.
Great dog.
In I Am Legend.
Great.
It's a good dog.
Car.
He does.
Great guy.
It's a good movie. He does not kick off the air so hard that he breaks the street.
Now, if you're going to, question asker, if you are going to watch I Am Legend this weekend, I think it's fair that we do inform you that while you are watching it, this isn't spoiling anything. Well, I guess it is in a way. Do not expect to watch the moon with its little moon feet land on the earth and then leap back off of the earth, for that does not happen in I Am Legend. Nor does it in any Will Smith movie, I believe. To be fair, haven't seen all of them. So that is...
All of them? Are there multiple I Am Legend movies?
I said Will Smith movies.
Oh, Will Smith movies, sorry.
I'm still legend.
I'm still legend. Still legend. Hey guys, still legend.
Hey, legend over here.
Continuing to be legend.
I Am Legend number 4. Who is next legend? Where can I find him?
Finding new legend.
Finding new legend.
I hear that Moon loves California.
Yeah.
It loves that place. Just can't get enough of California.
Yeah.
How big is the moon compared to California? Is a question that I truly want to know the answer to.
I believe
it bigger than California? Take a guess. Take a guess.
Okay.
This is how stupid we just might be.
Okay.
Which is bigger? Which is taller?
You know, like how
California is real long.
Yeah.
The moon or California, Zane Shaw? Which one is it?
I can't tell if I'm supposed to play for the bit right now or if I'm supposed to...
No. Give me a real answer. Which one is longer, moon or California?
There is no way that California is longer. There is no way.
I haven't looked it up yet. I'm going to look it up.
There is no way. The weirdest thing will be if it is, because my whole life will be a mystery if it is. And I hate for everybody that's a viewer of the podcast... Will seems to have just discovered something miraculous.
Oh, it's actually so close, Zane.
What?
It's actually not that... How big do you think Moon is? How tall do you think Moon is?
Well, how tall do I think California is a hard question.
Okay, I'll give you... Which one do you want?
So wait...
Which one do you want? Moon? Do you want Moon or do you want California?
Am I saying this in miles? Because I feel
I'll
like I
can...
I'll
give you one of them. In miles.
Okay.
In miles.
So I'm pretty sure... Isn't like Maine?
I'll give you one of them, then you have to guess.
Maine to Oregon is about 3,500 miles, I believe, something about that. 3,500.
Sure. Yes.
And then if we're talking up and down, California, I'm gonna say is about. Oh God, this might be dumb. I'm gonna say California is like 700 miles.
You're really close. 770. That's a very, very good guess.
Yeah.
Now knowing that California is 770 miles long, is the moon taller or shorter than California?
The moon, I'm gonna say, is 860 miles.
No, it's 1,079, but holy cow, it's only 50% taller than California.
So you can fit three moons within the span of the U.S.
Yeah, you could like have them just like lined up as moon balls next to each other on the U.S.
So I'm gonna say something that's gonna sound very dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I fully believe that there is a chance that while I'm asleep, the moon actually does jump off of the earth now. Because I feel like it can...
It super can at this point, right?
It can fit into the pocket of the ocean. It totally can.
Yeah.
Like, it would explain why people feel earthquakes. It would explain why tsunamis happen. All natural disasters happen just because the moon has to stay in the air. But it only gains air by jumping off of the earth.
It's hard to get, like, a tide flow. It's just... We've never found an answer for that one.
Scientists have not proven...
They haven't figured that one out yet.
There's a reason that natural disasters are called natural, and that's because they have not been scientifically proven to be anything else. Therefore, people just come to the conclusion, it happens sometimes.
The tide is my favorite natural disaster. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
I hope that helps. Zane, do you have a question for me?
I do have a question for you. I'm lost in moon stuff, man. That was... Now I'm picturing the moon
stuff.
Now I'm picturing the Earth wearing a necklace made of moons, because it could.
It super could do that, just, and that's wild.
All the way around, like 20 moons. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no, moon. Yeah, moon is pretty small, honestly.
Are you ready for this question that comes from a wonderful person named Melora? You ever heard that name before? Melora?
No. Melora who?
I don't know. That didn't sound a last name. I just got
it. It sounded like it was a joke.
I would have, if there was a, no, if there was a last name, I would have said this question comes from Melora Smith. And
I thought you were making a joke, like a Joe Mama joke or something.
Well, I'm so sorry, question asker, that Will has been so offensive towards your real first name.
That's what it sounds like. And welcome to the middle stuff. Hey guys, thanks for getting this far. Feels like it hasn't even been that long. Maybe it has. Maybe it hasn't.
It's
who knows what
long.
Rambling we've cut out at this point. Has it felt long? Has it felt too long?
You're asking the guy that has to turn off his fan when we record, though.
I'm enjoying myself. I also turn off my wall air conditioning unit that I didn't know I was signing up for when I signed the lease. Guys, if you would like to, which we would like you to as well, please go ahead and find us on whatever you are listening to us on and find a way to subscribe and rate or leave a review, things like that, on all sorts of Apple Podcasts and YouTubes and Spotify's and things like that. That helps us get known. We love that. And also, if you ever want to share stuff with your friends, that is the number one way that our stuff gets known, so we can grow this little following that we love so much.
If you want to ask us questions, if you do, because our entire show runs off of you guys and supporting and bantering with and sometimes just making fun of, jabbing at you guys, you can send your questions to us at saveyourbaconpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, for the GPSs, that is saveyourbaconpodcast@gmail.com. Sometimes we reminisce, and that's what makes us a wholesome podcast, is because it is literally just...
You know, we do two things really well. We answer advice questions, and we reminisce. And that's it.
Thank you. Thank you for that. See, that's the beauty of... We like to just rant amongst ourselves. The whole point is, and Will pointed this out
last...
That's
number three. We rant amongst ourselves.
God.
Stop saying we do things. We do whatever we want.
So. You need to stop drinking that bubbly. It's going right to your head.
It's so hot in here.
If you want to support the podcast, anchor.fm has a link in our description that allows you guys to find us there. And it links you to various ways and methods that you can... see us. I believe you can message us through that too, and then you can support us through that. And like always, if there are ads, I will find a way to throw them in right now. This question, like I said, comes from Melora. Thank you, Melora. The question is, why does my teacher keep blocking me? So I'm 17. It's the summer, and school's been out for a few months. I found my science teacher's Facebook, and I sent her a friend request, and she seemed to ignore it. So I sent her a message on Facebook saying hi, and she blocked me. So I made another account, and I asked, why did she block me? And she blocked me again. So then I requested her on Instagram and got blocked again. So I made new accounts, and again, asking, what am I doing wrong? And she keeps blocking me. That comes from Melora. And Melora, I'm sorry, bud, but you're doing that whole thing that I would do if I got a little too clingy in a bad toxic relationship. Like you and your science teacher, I think that entire thing was a lie. Like as soon as it's one of those things of like where she's like teaching you and she might have said like, this is my favorite class, you guys are my favorite students, and you probably believed her. But then on Facebook, she's actually got pictures of her with her actual favorite class, and she doesn't like mixing the pots. Like she doesn't like you, her quote-unquote favorite class, knowing about or seeing her with her actual favorite class. You're a side piece class. Now the thing that gets me here is you're 17, and I remember 18 is the cusp of when I was senior in high school to going into college, which means that there is a chance, and I'm gonna play off of it, there is a chance that you're a senior in high school right now, which means that you might still, I don't know, go back to the same building where this teacher works. So it could be very awkward if you wanted to just, I don't know, walk into class one day and say, hey, What up?
I'm going to give you the spoilers. Oh. It's illegal.
It's illegal? What? Wait, what
there's
are you...
A sweaty, there's a sweaty science teacher who's sitting with his lawyer, and his lawyer says, do it. Do what? It now. And he sends out the... And he hits the block notification because it is super illegal for science teachers to have, like, online, like... connections with students. Yeah.
Is it really
up
illegal?
Until you get to college. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
really illegal for teachers to
you
have.
You cannot. Friends after you graduate high school, it's allowed. Yep. Just like that one band teacher who was like, I cannot date any of my students, but then gets like engaged to one of the 19-year-olds the moment they graduate.
You know, it's weird as I know that this it's one's that. Coming from not experience, but we both know who you're talking about.
That's just directly from our high school. Uh huh. But. I was weirded out more when I got to college and then realized that I could Facebook friend request my professors and stuff like that, that it was possible to see what their life was outside of teaching class. Because, Zane, did you ever have any sort of social media like following of any of your teachers in high school?
This is a weirder question now that I'm thinking about it, because
no,
I don't.
The answer
no,
is
because like I never even really thought about having a social media connection to a teacher until like this year, which is late into college. Because I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, this is because it's late into college that I finally started having teachers that were just straight up cool people. That I was like, mm-hmm. You're a cool person that I can just talk to and not feel like you're only a teacher. You're just a cool person. In high school, it was all just like, ugh, teachers directly connected to school. Why would I want to be connected to them? But is it what's
sure,
what,
sure.
Like, what am I going to get out of it? I'm not going to get anything sure. out of just like, oh, my math teacher. I think it'd be weirder for me to see my math teacher and they're like, I'm at home with my dog and this is where I watch The Simpsons.
So I had a math teacher my senior year who actually went out of their way, and I'm not going to say their name, to like mm-hmm. break the law and say, hey, my significant other is going to reach out to you on Facebook because he wants to give you a job. Yeah, this is a real thing.
Okay.
And the teacher was like, but you cannot say anything because it's illegal for me or them to like reach out. And I was like, wow, that's wild. No wonder. But yeah, my freshman year of college, I added our old choir teacher. She had a Facebook that like she did not touch any, you know, high school student with a 10-foot pole with that thing. Mm-hmm. And it made sense, mm-hmm. but I was very glad to have her.
Yeah, no, she added me too, and I wondered, I wondered, did she wait until I had graduated to add me?
Yeah, why didn't this happen 5 years ago, exactly? There is a good reason. I was so freaked out when I heard, like, my freshman year of college, though, that, like, that you could just add teachers and then just see what their life is like, and it's super weird, and I would hate being a teacher with that sort of fishbowl mentality of every one of my students can see my social life if they want to like try to add me on that sort of stuff.
I mean, for me, it switched from teachers being like people that are solely trying to teach you basics to it genuinely feels like there might be teachers out here that are 3 or 4 years older than me that talk to us like we're just friends and they just happen to know more about a subject than I do. And they're
man,
just,
cool college, dog. Oh my gosh, all my teachers are like 60 and just desperately need retirement. Like they're so in need of retirement. And I don't know what it is that keeps them from doing it, but please, someone somewhere in some sort of politics, just give it to them. Let them release this mortal coil that they hate so much about their teaching jobs. Dear Lord, do
is
I
that
so
is that all they
the
say on their social
school.
Medias like please all of them unanimously
release
just say
me, please.
set me free
from my job that I did out of the kindness of my heart and ended up becoming so bitter and vile about that I just take it out on my students.
Why do you think it is teachers start to add their students on social media? Is it like, oh cool, I want to see what they do because of what I taught them? Or is there a different meaning? Is there a difference?
There was like, one day I missed a class, mm-hmm. and I was like, hey, sorry, I overslept. And they were like, I know you overslept because I saw what you were doing yesterday on social media.
Okay.
And my teacher said that to me. See, this is like a 50-year-old woman teacher saying, I saw that you were up late last night because of social media, and this is why I don't own social media anymore.
Uh-huh, same. Same. See, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't like the Santa Claus effect.
It's super not good. It was a bad feeling. It was a very bad feeling.
To give teachers the power of Santa Claus also is too much power.
To give them the power of Santa Claus to know that they're always watching when I'm awake and when I'm asleep, mm-hmm. and when I'm trying to lie through my teeth about why I'm late to class because I just was eating cereal for too long is most likely the case,
mm-hmm.
and had to decide, do I continue eating more cereal or do I like brush my teeth or do I just go without either and get on time?
But that's when you open up Facebook and you type in, I have decided to eat more cereal. So they know exactly why you're missing class. And I think at that point, they'll respect the honesty.
Yeah, yeah. You show up and you're like, Will, why were you late? Why are you tardy for class? We're in the middle of a lecture right now. And he said, I was eating a lot more cereal. And they said, that is the correct answer.
That is
you
it.
Posted about
Good
that.
Job. You
I saw it 12
test.
Minutes ago. Good job. Sit down. You're doing great.
Imagine just saying, like, with no context, no tagging, you don't mention them, no nothing. You just type, hi, Mrs. Whoever, I will not be attending class today because of this, into a Facebook post, and then it's just out in the atmosphere, it's there. And then, next day, they're like, why weren't you in class yesterday? And you say, I thought you followed me on Facebook.
I thought you would know this.
I made a post for you. Just to tell you why I wasn't in class.
That's what all those like school specific apps always try to do. They're like, let us know what you're up to so mm-hmm. we can track you down.
Okay.
I've never heard of one of those working. Our school tried doing that and it was just like run by some tech people on campus and it was like four people went onto it. One person said some racial slurs and the whole thing got shut down.
Now that's gonna,
because there were no filters.
Now that's bad for business.
Now that's not a good look for Winona State University. I will agree.
I got a question to throw back into Malura's face. So you keep getting rejected. There is something that's a little weird about like the, if it is illegal, when Malura asks her teacher, I'm assuming Malora is a girl's name. When Malora asks her teacher, why are you blocking me? I feel like it'd be okay at least to say, it's illegal, and then remove them. So, like, they know.
Yeah. It is moderately more sus to just keep on getting blocked and avoid the question than just be like, I can't. I cannot do that. But the truth is, the answer is, it's just super legal because you're a minor. Sorry.
But either they're getting blocked without reasoning and they're about to go back to the school where they can confront them in person to ask them. And then they're just going to say it's illegal and be like, oh, you couldn't tell me that after 20 Instagram accounts? Okay. Or...
Yeah, your teacher isn't the weird one, though, with the accounts you're making just to reach out to this teacher. That's definitely a slept-on part of this question.
Why you want the science teacher so bad?
You're so thirsty for your science teacher.
Is this the only teacher or only person that you're like, you know what, for the first time in my life, I'm going to reach out to this teacher. And then this is the first time anybody's ever rejected your Facebook request, and you thought, I'm not letting this one go.
Well, that has to be a fluke.
Not letting this fish off the hook. Never happened before, not once. This doesn't happen to old Malora over here. I reel them all in.
Not for Malora.
Now, here's a real question. Jack Black in School of Rock, is he okay to connect with the kids on social media? Because they're a band. Gotta talk band stuff. Gotta do gigs. Is that okay? It's not school related. Yeah. That's okay?
That's a very good question whether Jack Black in the School of Rock is allowed to have social media in order to reach out to his band students / band members.
You got it, because
we hope that helps.
He can't
I have
just,
a question for can, you.
No. How does he decide, like, if he goes to a gig and then they're like, where's the band? And he's like, I can't talk to them because that would be illegal.
It's texting. You text them, Zane. You call them. I don't know what to tell
you.
How
is that less illegal than having them on
Why
social media?
Why have I grown to distrust watermelons? I get seeds in every seedless watermelon I buy these days, to the point where I simply sigh and say, I don't believe you to the farmer selling me melons. What a bad vibe for a farmer's market.
That's awful. That, you know, the thing is, I imagine for seedless watermelons, a lot of the time they're packaged at farmer's market in slices. And so it'll like say seedless watermelon on it.
Are they?
But yeah, and then they're wrapped in like the clear wrapping and whatever. And you can get it in like a bulk of slices. So you'll be able to, like, see seeds. Like, they make themselves known in watermelon slices. Like, you can see the seed. Also...
Yeah, that would do it.
Here's a real good question. How...
Can you imagine showing up to a... No, wait. Showing up to a farmer's market? And you're like, hi, this says seedless watermelons? Yes, these are seedless watermelons. Are you sure they are seedless? Yes. I don't believe you. Show me the Carfax. And he grabs a gigantic butcher's knife and just right down on the watermelon, straight through, and there are seeds in there. He says, no, thank you. And walks away from the split-in-half watermelon.
That's what I was about to say. How?
Oh, good.
For the life of us, because watermelons grow from a seed. Watermelons got to keep growing from a seed. How, for the life of us, can we know that a watermelon is seedless until it's cut open and presented to the audience with lack of seed?
That's like, how do I know you're human until I stab you, Zane?
No.
You
know,
show me the blood. Show me the blood. Show me that red stuff.
Hey.
Show me right now. I'm not sure.
You know.
There might be gears. I don't know.
You can see I have teeth, but you don't know if they're real or not. That's my point.
That's different. Mine made more sense.
No, that's my point. You take a watermelon. You know it's a watermelon, but until you cut it open, you do not know if it has seeds or not. You cannot prove to me, if you take a seed watermelon and a seedless watermelon and they are not cut open, you cannot tell me which is which.
There are so many farmers that probably can tell the difference because they're experts on the subject and can look at two watermelons on the outside and say, yes, this one is seedless. We're just not smart enough to get that.
Clearly not. Clearly not, because this person...
There's probably a couple experts out there.
This person ran those studies.
People love that crap.
This person ran that study and came to the conclusion and was wrong.
When I show up to Walmart and I see, oh, look, it's a seedless watermelon. Well, I wouldn't want the seeds. And then I throw it in my cart. I would say, kiosk worker, over hither, please. And then I say, where's your knife? I need you to present this watermelon to me before I purchase. And Mr. Walmart employee takes out his butcher knife he has at his side and slices me off a good chunk as I examine the piece, the slice of watermelon, to see whether they're truly under the magnifying glass. The black evil seeds that make it. Yeah, isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? Like, the seedless one is like, that was a question for me as like 7 years old. My mom's like, we got seedless watermelons this time. And I'm like, I don't buy it. Because I opened it up, I'm like, there are white seeds everywhere. This is a terrible name for this thing. And they had to go back and forth explaining to me that seedless just meant not black seeds.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, the seedless watermelons have the little white seeds. The black ones are the ones you can't consume.
Wait, now I have two questions.
All right.
Well, number one, why you can't eat black seeds?
Those are the ones that grow the watermelons in your stomach, I believe. They're not good to eat.
Why hasn't someone told me this for the 23 years that I've been eating the black seed?
When have you been eating the black seed?
I assume.
It's so bad.
Because you're telling me.
No, you haven't.
You're telling me.
You avoid them like
you're telling me seedless. You're telling me that seedless watermelons have the white seed, whatever.
I'm pretty sure
that when you buy little watermelon chunks, they got black seeds in them.
Then that's not the seedless. That's the regular watermelon. The seedless is the white seeds.
But if they're bad for you, why they sell them?
They're not bad for you. People just don't like. They want to bite into a watermelon blindfolded, knowing that they are safe to chomp. Without a crunchy black seed to be a part of their experience.
If you bite into a watermelon blindfolded, can you tell me which one's seedless?
Yes, I absolutely can, because I don't taste the big black seeds.
How do you know what a seed tastes like?
It's the crunchy one, Zane. It's the one that bothers me when I bite into it. I understand the question asker. You need to get a watermelon like stat. And tell me if you cannot tell the difference. Buy two watermelons, one that says seeded and one that says seedless. Blindfold yourself, taste them, get back to me next week. That's your homework.
Mm.
Understand?
Oh my goodness.
The second half of this says, now I'm getting conspicuous of grapes doing the same with the seeds and the seedless. When I was growing up, I had a grape arbor. You did not know me when I had this house, but I had an entire grape arbor and it had seeds in it, like just like billions of I'm sorry, billions of grapes. Just so many grapes. But they all had seeds in them, and it made it miserable to eat. What's the face? What's the face? Tell me.
What? Grapes can have what?
The natural form for grapes is also to have a crunchy bad seed.
What?
Child of the city.
No, I've seen watermelons with seed in it forever, but I've never even heard of grape with little crunchy seed in it.
No, yeah, Concord grapes, like the most popular for all sorts of wines, it has a big old seed in the middle. It's not like a cherry pit, but it's like, it's a sizable seed that is no fun to bite into if you eat a grape. This is not a comedy advice podcast anymore. This is just...
We're back to food review.
Grapes had seeds.
We are straight up
back. We are back to food review.
We've overheated ourselves all the way back to arguing about food once again.
Yeah, and how I like something and you don't, or I know about something and you don't. Uh-huh. You really do need to try this bubbly.
I think very often...
sparkling water.
We do not find ourselves in the situation where I know something that you don't. More often than not, you know the facts. I know what a whale noise sounds like in my head if I turn it down like 10 decibels.
Okay.
That's where our minds differ. You know the difference between three different kinds of cottage cheese. Like, you can just tell me, right? Like, all these food facts that you got up in your brain. I can tell you that Sonic XD was a good show. Like, that's... Those are our differences.
Those are our strong suits in life. Those are the things we excel at. Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. As much as I'd like to keep you around, we've reached our time limit for the studio, so you got to go. We got to pack up. So get you on out now, please.
Go on, get.
No, really. No on, get now. All right. My name is Will Palumbo.
My name is Zane Shaw.
This has been Save Your Bacon, an advice comedy/food review podcast. Take it easy, guys, and if it's easy, take it twice.